I guess the first thing I would say is that sometimes teachers maybe have to redefine what they say is sitting still, because pupils obviously are wired differently and they have different struggles within class. So myself as a teacher, I have to maybe redefine what I consider a sitting still and how much a pupil is able to cope with movement within a lesson. So I know for us, one of our pupils definitely is not able to sit in a chair and listen the whole way through a lesson. So what we do is we give them a lot of space to move around. And the first thing is that we just make it a normal thing for pupils to be able to get up and move during a lesson, that that's okay. So it's, I guess the first thing is changing the mindset about whether they're able to get up and move in a lesson, and then that's acceptable and that's okay. The other thing I would say is that they need different resources for being able to sit in different ways during class. So what we do is we provide a pupil with a chair. We also have a sensory pad next to him to his left, and then we also have a beanbag as well. So that means the pupil can actually choose what surface he feels like sitting on, and he's able to get up and move throughout the lesson to different ones, and those are all close by. And in the past, we've also had pupils who are very kind of seek out different textures and things like that. So we have a sensory box that pupils are able to use and take any sensory toys they need from that box in order to focus during the lesson and fidget. And then another thing would be as well, sometimes pupils, if they have maybe more taste-based kind of struggles within class, chewing gum is an absolute brilliant resource for pupils being able to kind of get that sensory input. And as well as that, keep them kind of active because they're constantly chewing and focusing at the same time. So those would just be similar examples that we've kind of used to help pupils be able to focus and sit still within class. But as I said, we have to be okay as staff with pupils moving and knowing that different pupils need to be supported in different ways.